Iran's posturing spells trouble for believers in 2012. Flooding in Colombia is likely to continue into the new year, and a ministry finds a way to save money for future building, but there's a catch. These stories and more on the next edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Well, the new year hasn't even begun yet, but it will be ushered in by globally heightened tensions with Iran. In the last week, there have been spats over oil, sanctions, war games, and connections with the 9/11 attacks. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says while Iran wants to pick a fight,
there is a huge portion of the population that does not want to go this route, and they are turned off with the way their government is behaving, and they want freedom. I believe that's what's going to change Iran, is a people movement from within.
In fact, that's one of the reasons why the gospel's making huge inroads. At the same time, government crackdowns have been intensifying, creating the need for a safer means of discipleship. So that's why the team is relaunching a television broadcast into Iran.
They're having to get their food spiritually from privately watching the broadcast. So we're starting up a broadcast called Heart Cry for Revival to try to renew and refresh the hearts of these believers to give them courage to keep going.
Next, the new year will start out soggy for people in Colombia. The rainy season usually ends around December, but because of warmer temperatures this year, experts predict that Colombia's flooding will stretch into the first few weeks of January. Compassion International says so far, harsh flooding has damaged the homes of more than 50 families of Compassion-supported children. In this crisis, Compassion ministers Christ's hope by providing shelter to the flood victims. Please pray for their safety. You're listening to Mission Network News. The growth China experienced in Christian leadership in 2011 can only be described as marvelous, says Eric Berkland. Berkland, director of China Partner, says in 2011, the ministry did
the continuation of what we know is a tremendous need in China, and that is the development and training of emerging Christian leaders that are coming up throughout all the provinces in China today.
One of the most notable strides has been the increase of young people.
Our whole emphasis is to serve the church in China by providing much-needed training and equipping of leaders and young emerging pastors. And so as we're doing this in partnership with the local Chinese churches, we see that the fruit of that labor is now coming to fruition. And many of the young people of China are being reached with the gospel.
Reflecting over 2011 has made China Partner hopeful for what God has in 2012. You can read more at our website. Meanwhile, when 35% of the nation can't even read, good schools are a significant need in Uganda. Worldwide Christian Schools just received a gift that'll help meet that. The ministry was given a block press, which turns dirt and a bit of cement into bricks. Steve Goering says that'll allow them to build more schools, plus
it's both producing a better quality block for us, as well as giving people a living in Uganda.
The press was donated, but there's a hump to climb over before it can be used.
The cost of getting it through immigration, transporting it through Kenya up to Uganda, and getting it set up. There's going to be about another $9,000 to $10,000 worth of expense.
Our website has ways for you to help defray that cost.
If someone wants to be a part of this financially, they're going to be making an impact in Uganda. And that touches the lives of children and teachers as they have a place to teach the children the gospel, as well as a basic education.
And like a teen in a growth spurt flying through pant size, as Words of Hope's ministry is exploding too fast for their budget. Words of Hope is a radio outreach broadcasting the gospel, often into closed countries. But a lot of their partners are asking for more funding, and that's why Words of Hope recently started the Growth Initiative. This fundraising effort will support new building projects and let them plant ministries in four new regions. If you'd like to get involved, you can check out our webpage. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call us at 1-800-995-4828, or you can check out the details at missionnetworknews.org. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with onenewsnow.com, where you can not only find us, Mission Network News, but also other news from a Christian worldview. That's onenewsnow.com. I'm Ruth Kramer.